than to communicate experience than express meaning has on his work. I'm Catherine Bott. If you have been, thanks for listening. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now, Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Four Finns who certainly give the harmonica a new lease of life. Sveng, who play bass harmonica upwards, and that was the title track from their new CD, which is called Slatia. And you can catch them live, which is always good fun, at King's Place in London in June, part of the Songlines Festival. Some gorgeous low string sounds now from the Indian veena player Nirmala Rajasekhar. This is a composition by the legendary veena player Muthuswami Dikshitar called Akhilandeswari. And that's one of the forms of the Hindu goddess Parvati.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Some beautiful veena playing by Nirmala Rajasekhar with violinist Raghavendra Rao. That was a piece called Akilandeswari. Now, something from the new CD by Tuareg guitarist Bombino. This is Tigrawahi Tikma, which means bring us together. Thank you. Drake and Riverman, following on from the Tuareg singer and guitarist Bombino, Tigrawahi Tikma. The cellist Emily Burridge says that in this piece, Salutation, she thinks of the bass notes as being like a river, broad and wide like the Amazon, and a salutation is to the people who live on its margins.
Thank you.
A lovely tune by the late Lars Holmer, Vida Piano, played by the great Finnish accordionist Maria Kalaniemi. Before that, part of a piece by the Estonian composer Urmas Sisask, part of his Magnificat, and a piece by Emily Burridge, the cellist, just before that, Salutation Out of the Blue. Now, just released this week to commemorate 40 years since the founding of Weather Report back in 1971 is a recording of the group's appearance at the 1975 Jazztage in Berlin. Joe Zawinul with Wayne Shorter on sax, Alfonso Johnson on bass, Alex Acuna on percussion and Chester Thompson on drums. This is the very haunting Scarlet Woman.
Thank you.
Weather reports live in Berlin in 1975 and just released to mark 40 years since the founding of Weather Report. That was a track called Scarlet Woman. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction. This is BBC Radio 3. And if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. You can ask anything about the music or even suggest some tracks for us as well. late.junction@bbc.co.uk. John Adams wrote a collection of what he called alleged dances, alleged because the steps for them had yet to be invented. Prepared piano percussion accompanies some of the tracks, but the Pavane, She's So Fine, is for string quartet only. That's coming up after the very fine duo of Philip Henry and Hannah Martin.
Thank you.
Couple of duos either side of John Adams's Pavane, She's So Fine, played by the Smith Quartet. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, first of all, two tunes from them, Snow Dove and Cuckoo's Nest. And just now, Caelan Morrison and Eli West and Lost Lovin' Gal. Philip and Hannah, by the way, are currently on tour. Tomorrow night they're in Barnsley, Saturday they're in Congleton, next Wednesday they're at South Hill Park in Bracknell, and the next night in Banbury. And you can find all the information about those and the following concerts on their website. Now to a beautiful new CD from Kjetil Bjørnstad. In fact, it's a duo album with the cellist Svante Henriksen. The music, says Kjetil, is inspired by Schubert, and this is a track called Serene. Thank you.
A tutti già morisce o voler bello. Enselmo fa quella libera. Passa. E poi un segue il giorno e le volè. D'abbandonai piace e di dormenti. Oddio che
addio,
Corsica, mamma tanto amata. Di se pagarli te senza ritorno. Muore che
the Corsican group Barbara Fortuna, who take their name from a song called Cruel Destiny, once sung by Corsicans in exile. And before them, Kjetil Bjørnstad and Svante Henriksen, a track called Serene, which comes from their new Schubert-inspired CD called Night Songs. Now another track from the CD Oak, Ash, Thorn, songs inspired by Peter Bellamy's settings of Kipling. Here are Emily Portman and Finn McNicholas, The Heavens Above Us.
To the heavens above us, oh look and behold, the planets that love us, all harnessed in gold. What chariots, what horses, against us shall ride, while the stars in their courses do fight at our side. All thoughts, all desires that are under the sun are one with their fires, but the blind planet knows when a ruler is nigh and attuned since creation to perfect accord. He thrills in her station and yearns to
Down, not evil, the eternal spirit.
The Delta Saxophone Quartet there, and Christopher Fox's Concurrent Air. And just before that, Emily Portman and Finn McNicholas, a song called The Heavens Above Us. And I'm going to end this week of Late Junction with sounds from the city of Harar in Ethiopia, recorded and used by composer C.M. von Hauswolf when he was approached and asked to write music for a play by Rambo. Searching day and night, Hauswolf found an instrument called a krah, a string drone instrument. He bought a bow and some rosin to get a good sound, and he used this with recordings from a hill just outside Harar, just wind and insects and some kids and the leaking taps in the bathroom of his hotel. Before we hear that, I'm going to play you a song by Ellie Osborne called The Ice House. Jez Nelson's here on Monday with Jazz on 3, a session from Sylvie Courvoisier and Mark Feldman Quartet, and I'm back on Tuesday with Late Junction, and I hope you can join me then. Good night.
When you shouldn't have been looking my way anyway, and now all you do is look away, and all I do is sigh and cry and pray for singing in this house. Amen, singing in this house. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and across the next couple of hours I'm featuring a recital that Janine Jansen and Catherine Stott gave at LSO St Luke's in London in May 2008. Poulenc admitted that he was more comfortable writing for wind instruments than for strings. He'd already destroyed two previous violin sonatas before composing this one in 1942-43 in memory of the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca. Even then, he wrote, "What difficulty I had in trying to express my passion for Lorca in musical terms. My sonata for violin and piano, dedicated to his memory, is very mediocre, Poulenc." Well, here are Janine Jansen and Catherine Stott to prove him wrong.
Thank you. Thank you.
Poulenc's violin sonata, written for the brilliant young French violinist Ginette Neveu. When she was later killed in a plane crash, he replaced the original finale with that Presto Tragico. Janine Janssen and Catherine Stott follow it with Franck's sonata, a wedding present for Eugène Isaïe. And the large windows of LSO St Luke's, a former church, may prompt thoughts of the sonata's Brussels premiere one December afternoon in 1886 in an art gallery where no one had thought about the lighting. The concert ended in complete darkness.